All That Jazz by Dee Williams, read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1, 1921. Daisy May Cooper sighed softly. She wanted to cry. Why was life so cruel? She had lost her dear dad at the Somme, and now her mother was desperately ill with the influenza that was sweeping the country. She held her mother's gnarled hand and looked at the fingers that once did such fine stitches on clothes that were brought to her in need of repair. Daisy May remembered the nights she and her younger sister Mary Jane were in the bedroom and should have been sleeping, but knew their mother was sitting straining her sad brown eyes as she worked by the light of a candle to save the penny for the gaslight and help pay for some food to put on the table. Now her breathing was laboured and her eyes closed. Eyes that had seen so much pain in her life. Daisy gently stroked the back of her mother's hand. She had been hoping the new year would have been kind to them, but February was already proving to be bitterly cold.
Daisy May.
I'm here, Mum. She bent closer to her mother to hear what she was saying, as her voice was very soft and the rattling in her chest frightening.
You will take care of Mary Jane, won't you?
Daisy held back her tears. Their mother always called them by their full names.
Course I will, but Mum, don't worry. You'll be up and around in...
Her voice trailed off as she felt her mother's hand go limp. In the flickering candlelight, Daisy sat looking at her mother. She wanted to scoop her up in her arms and run away. She didn't know where she would go. They didn't have any family as far as she knew. She was always told that her mother and father had come from over the Thames.